This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, 743, 17 till 8. Lily Cummings joins us now, WWL Louisiana reporter, to talk about an election that happened over the weekend and we tried to look into and got nowhere. Hey, Lily, how are you?
Hey, Tommy, I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me what's going to happen with you. We always like to watch people advance and grow in their careers. Tell me what's going on with you at Channel 4. I saw something on Twitter.
Yeah, I am being promoted to our weekend morning anchor spot. So my schedule's switching from nights to mornings. So, yeah, I'm excited.
And what time do you have to get up in the morning to do that?
Oh, on the weekends, I think probably maybe 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm. It's going to cut into your social life a little bit. I don't want to tell you. Hey, let's talk about this soil and conservation district, because I'd never heard about it. There were some questions before the election. We tried to look into it, got nowhere, and then after the election, Helena Moreno said there were some problems. Tell me what we know about this soil and water conservation district. What is it? Do the positions pay? What were you able to find out about this?
Well, first and foremost, we learned, like many people, like yourself, we didn't know exactly what it was either. This is not an election that's run by the Secretary of State, like, you know, typical elections are. But I think first and foremost, what we saw during this, Tommy, was that the power of social media is great. There was a guy who made a video about this election. It got tens of thousands of views, and it really encouraged people to get out and vote. So you had people really excited about coming out. But once they got to the polls on Saturday, a lot of people weren't able to vote. They were running out of ballots. So the district, the Soil and Water Conservation District that oversees our area, says, well, we followed all of the rules set by the board by placing so many paper ballots at 8 different polling locations across our area. When I spoke to them on Sunday when I was doing the story, said, look, we followed all the rules. We're not going to do a redo, even though, like you said, Councilwoman Helena Moreno was asking for a redo because there were so many people who felt like, well, we didn't get to vote. We didn't get to, you know, let our voices be heard in this election. But I think it's important for people to know that they still need to certify these election results. And that is going to be done by the state Soil and Water Conservation Board, and we believe that that's happening today. They meet on the third Tuesday of every month. So it's going to be interesting to see if they certify these election results or not.
I got so many questions. There were paper ballots left unsupervised where people could just take it and vote if they wanted. Is that what you're saying?
No. So once they ran out of paper ballots, they essentially just left a sign on the polling location saying, hey, you know, we ran out of ballots. Sorry, you know, leave your name and address. So a lot of people didn't get to vote at all. They had a set amount of ballots at each polling location, and they ran out very quickly.
So what does this organization do exactly? Do you know?
So what we've learned from looking into this story, because to be completely honest with you, I had never heard of it myself before we started digging into this. They work with landowners to provide resources on conservation efforts, on just sustainability in general. And so this specific seat, the woman who held it, the incumbent Erica Johnson, she was appointed to her position in 2022. So when I reached out to the district and said, you know, what would you like to say about kind of all the issues that people experienced during this election on Saturday, they said, well, first and foremost, we've never even had an election before, because in the decades that this board has existed, they've never had to hold an election. Everyone's either been appointed. I know Erica told me that at one point, you know, a spouse passed away and then the other spouse was just took the spot of that person. So they've never had anyone challenge one of the board seats until now. So that is what happened on Saturday. And obviously we'll see moving forward if the state Conservation Soil and Water Board decides, hey, maybe we need to look at how we run these elections and how these rules and guidelines are set, because I think that they may need to look into that. They've obviously gotten a lot of press, and I think they'll maybe make some changes in the future. We'll see.
Do we know if there's a paid?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Position this whatever it is, a seat on the water Crescent Soil and Water Conservation District.
That I'm not entirely sure, Tommy. I would have to look into that a little bit more.
Because I'm just, you know, it just seemed like something, I don't know, something was amiss here. It just seemed like the whole thing was happening in secrecy, and then when the way the election was conducted begged even more questions. Do you know what they do with the Crescent Soil Water Conservation District, exactly what they're charged with doing?
So essentially, it's very, very local. So if any landowner comes to them and says, you know, I need help with resources as far as conservation, or I'm, you know, got something that I want to do on my land as far as farming and things like that, they can help them with that. But I think that, I don't know. It's very interesting to learn about it, and I think folks should maybe visit the state soil and water conservation website, because that explains a lot about it, and then you can kind of see a map of each district, because there's 44 across the state.
So what happens from here?
So from here, I believe today, it being Tuesday, this should be the day that the state board, the Soil and Water Board, meets, and they will be charged with certifying these election results or not. When we reached out to the state to see if they would be certifying it. That wasn't exactly clear. They just said, we know that their meeting is coming up soon, and I guess we'll see if they certify them or not. When I spoke to the local district, the Crescent Soil and Water Conservation District, they told me, look, it's not going to make a difference. We counted the votes, and we just felt like Erica Johnson won by landslide. So they didn't feel like there was a need for a redo. But I just think a lot of people at the end of the day felt like their voices weren't heard. So regardless of who you're voting for, I think people wanted to participate in this election, and they just didn't get the chance.
So there are 44 of these things, these soil and water conservation districts and areas?
Across the state, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is the Crescent that we're talking about here, number
26,
right?
Yes, and so
right?
that's Orleans, Jefferson,
St. Bernard,
let's see,
St.
Bernard,
right?
Yes, St. Charles and St. John, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Lily. It's a mystery, but maybe if you find out more, we'd love to hear from you. Congratulations on your promotion. Lily Cummings, WWL Louisiana reporter, 751, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.